from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The question I have for you today actually came via Twitch. That's why I bring up the video stream. They were asking a question, and I thought long and hard about it because I think it varies depending on my answer. You got a loaf of bread. How often do you eat the heels, and what is the scenario in which you do or don't? Do you eat the heels every time? Do you throw the heels away every time? Is it a, if there's not another loaf of bread behind it, you might eat it? What's the ratio on the bread?
Yeah, like,
that's a very random question. I would
never heal.
Very random.
Never heal.
In the trash?
Never heal. Maybe give a little slice to the dog.
Wow.
That's it.
It's my last ditch piece of bread. It's the worst piece of the bread. So I eat all the good squishy parts in the middle. But if that's the last two pieces, I'll eat the heel. I prefer it for toast to a sandwich. If I'm going to eat the heel, I would prefer that it be in a toast situation. Seems like it's a better setup for it. But if there's a fresh loaf behind it, and I'm making a sandwich, I'm just going to get into the other loaf, and I'll figure out the heels later. Yeah. I leave them in there. I'll solve that problem later. But if I'm making a sandwich, I'm going into the second loaf of bread for fresh bread.
My mom always made it for toast. Like, my dad, to my knowledge, never eats the heel. My mom would toast it, and she'd put, like, peanut butter on it. She'd eat it
for toast.
That
makes more sense. I just can't imagine. Like, I'm not going to, pick your favorite sandwich, turkey, ham, roast beef, whatever. Like, I'm not going to make a deli sandwich at home with the heel the loaf. No.
Agreed.
Who's doing that?
No way.
I mean, it's not a bad piece of bread. Like, sometimes,
but it is actually.
This is weird, though. Okay,
it's just not as good as the other piece.
But I don't know if this is weird.
What's your ranking on Chex Mix? Because that's changed over time.
I'm not a big
too.
Chex Mix fan.
Because the rye chip, as a kid, I didn't want. Rye chip bangs. Is the best.
I never got into Gardettos and all that stuff. No.
Traditional Chex Mix still bangs. It's very good.
What's your favorite Chex Mix piece?
The
if you say the breadstick, I can never trust your opinion.
No,
it's the worst piece to eat cardboard.
It's not the breadstick. It's the I don't know what the square piece. I don't know what it's called, but the square piece that has like the
rice chex.
Yes.
Okay, he's talking about
the cereal.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is. I mean, it is still a heel, I guess. But if I get like French bread or like Italian bread, like a loaf of bread, I will eat that heel. If we're talking just a regular, like a wheat bread, normally for like sandwiches or whatever, I will not eat it. But the heel of like Italian bread or French bread, I will eat the heel of that.
Yeah, that's a crunchier piece.
You said this was from a Twitch question. I was going to say, I was wondering if you all of a sudden just came across this yesterday at your house or something, and you were...
Well, I like the random questions to appeal to, that affects everybody.
Well, everybody can relate to the heel.
Everybody can relate to the bread. The text line says from the 913, take a bite and give the rest to the dog. Never for a sandwich. Some says they like to toast it with garlic butter. They say they'll do it that way. That's exactly how they spelled it. That's why.
Someone says, "Did you say butter or butter?"
Butter. That's how they spelled it. I was trying to honor their text. Someone says heel is the best slice. Y'all wild.
No way.
Really? The best slice?
Somebody said flip the heel out. The heel's out and make a grilled cheese.
And someone's like, it's a great in piece for hot dogs.
I don't think so.
This might just be because, like, we did a lot of off-brand and sad, you know, like, what I equate to, like, it must have been because, like, we weren't going to waste the money because there were seven of us eating. If I can just afford it, I'm never eating a hot dog on a piece of bread for the rest of my life. I'm just going to buy a bun. I don't want a hot dog unless it is on a hot dog bun. I don't want it on some bread. It's just not the same. The ratio's not the same. I eat something else. What sandwich do you think you make the most? I think I make peanut butter more than anything.
I prefer, like, even if I were to go to some place to have one made, I would say roast beef. I like a roast beef sandwich.
Roast beef? That was not the one I was roast expecting beef, you to answer.
Roast beef.
So if you go to the deli counter at the grocery store, you get roast beef first?
Yeah, or corned beef.
Oh,
roast beef, okay. Corned beef, turkey. Those would be the three go-tos.
I always ham. Ham is the way to go. I've been on a ham sandwich kick. Literally the last 3 days, because getting back from vacation, my wife and I went to the grocery store, got some bread and just some deli meat because we had nothing in the fridge or anything like that. I've been on a ham sandwich craze where I'll just go home, toast two pieces of bread, ham sandwich right there.
Drew's making it describe it like he just can't wait to get his fix.
Are you excited? Did you bring one for lunch today?
I did not. When I go home, I will probably make myself a ham sandwich.
Our eating habits are really weird on this show because there's no time to, like, properly eat a meal. So very few of us, like, pack one. Nick used to do it. Nick used to just eat, like, an entire
during what's trending. And we purposely put the camera on him because while we're doing what's trending, he would be scarfing down pasta.
Someone says, you fellas are getting old. Better watch that cholesterol.
This is true.
Better start eating some turkey. Last time my cholesterol got checked, they said it was fine.
No, so far, so good. I actually just got mine checked 3 weeks ago. Right now, we're all right. You know, is it higher than it was a couple years ago? Sure, but it's still in the range. We're good.
It's still in the healthy range?
We're good for now.
Good, not bad.
Yeah.
Someone said, you guys and my kids are spoiled. I grew up in a house, we ate the heel.
This is gold. Like, it's a regular piece of bread. You love Phillies. Yeah, no, I love Philly cheesesteaks, but that's not, they were asking this, like, I'm not making it fit, like, they're asking, when you go to the deli counter, what are you getting? I'm not getting a Philly cheesesteak at the deli counter. Philly cheesesteaks I only get at restaurants.
And maybe people now with a Blackstone would make that, that's at all. At home, make a little more often.
Somebody said
someone just they're dying.
Ham sandwich Drew is all over.
I never expected someone to say the sentence "ham sandwich craze" on this show. That's all.
I look forward to having a ham sandwich the last couple of days. It's just the way that it is. If you have some food and you know that it's easy to make, and it's like an actual, it's not necessarily like a quick meal, but it is kind of that. It doesn't take long to make a ham sandwich. You don't have to cook anything like that. You just
Well, I know it doesn't take long to make. I mean, that goes with most deli.
If you have something and it's as good as the ham sandwich that I've had, you just want it over and over and over again. We're just rolling with the ham sandwiches right now.
So once we all know Gold doesn't even eat the crust, let alone the heel. Again, the only time I told you, Uncrustables are great. And multiple athletes have backed me up on this.
Yeah, you actually have been well backed up by
Uncrustables are terrific. They have them on the team flights all the time. All the time.
I don't think I've ever eaten an Uncrustable in my life.
Oh, they're great.
Someone said, my parents are so cheap, we had to drink the milk after we ate the cereal. No dumping. I thought everyone did that. I thought that was just, I mean, we just did that. I don't know.
Someone said, are you forced to do it? I thought people enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought that was like a treat.
Someone said, are you just eating ham? No cheese? No. I'm not just
Are you just raw talking?
I am not just eating ham.
Everyone wants to know now. So build out this sandwich real quick before we move on.
All right. So first things first.
What kind of bread? I want details. Not just like
are we on rye?
Wheat, rye. Is it the brioche type? Thick, thin?
Nature's Own honey wheat bread in the toaster.
I like a honey wheat bread. Oh, toasted.
In the toaster.
Okay.
I get some Black Forest ham. It's the best kind of ham. Black Forest ham, some American cheese, a tomato, some lettuce, and then you put some mayo on there.
Okay. Just asking. I just wanted a breakdown. That's all. Someone said plain Cheerios is gross. Plain Cheerios milk is gross. Cold ate plain Cheerios this morning.
I still don't know
how you do that.
Yeah, we had a
tasteless
little, one of them, you know, the small snack size ones in the company kitchen over there. I grabbed one and, you know, grabbed a couple handfuls. I was happy. It works.
I can only do that with Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, just like eat? I prefer
Cheerios.
Milk with cereal.
I'm not a big cereal guy anyway, so Cheerios is all I go with.
Yeah, and Honey Nut is the far superior Cheerio.
Yes.
Just by a million.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.